Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning, Open Line Fun Sunday. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What's up in there, bud?
Oh, man. I got to see everyone's favorite. You know the song that talks about the 243?
Yeah, the 243 rifle.
Yeah, I got to see
song.
Whiskey Myers last night.
Whiskey Myers.
Yeah, he wrote it.
My. Yeah, that's a good song.
It was a really fun show, you know? He put on a really good show. Very enjoyable.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
One of these days, maybe I'll be in a position where I can see him.
You know, oh, man, anytime.
Show up at something.
I'll take care of the tickets for you. No big deal.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Oh, man, you know, XFL's going on. We got that, you know, yesterday and today. That's going on. A big, big, big weekend for them as well, following up the success that they had.
Yeah, got a little feud going on with the Astros versus Bellinger with the Dodgers. Smack talking going on.
It's back and forth already.
Bellinger, what a crybaby, man. Said we stole the ring from him. Yeah, look the way he played in the World Series. Plus, game two and game seven in their yard. So, yeah. Cry some more.
Well.
Nice. Dense fog advisory all over the place this morning. I can tell you that. It was quite a drive.
Oh,
pretty much zero visibility out my way.
I can't even see outside my studio window.
I bet it is fogged up.
Oh, all you see is just a gray mist.
Yeah. Pretty nasty this morning. But it's... It does at this time of year. You get these cool fronts in and drop those temperatures, and then you get to come back with a warm-up with a dew point and the water temperatures and air temperatures the same, and you're going to have it. Something we have to deal with. Well, cool. All right, well, let's see. I'll go ahead and knock out weather right quick, John, and you can see if you can get old hammer up and running, and we'll go from there. Right now in Galveston, it's 62 down on the island. Foggy. Looks like today mostly cloudy skies with some morning fog. Well, there's some out there, I can tell you that. And the high today is going to be 69. Winds will be northeast 5 to 10. And then tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 62. Winds will be southeast at 5 to 10. They were calling for that rain chance last night to be 50%, but we didn't get any of it. Now they're throwing it in for tomorrow, 40% chance. With considerable cloudiness and occasional rain shower, high of 71, south winds 10 to 15. So they're throwing that 40% chance in there tomorrow. So we'll just slide over to that and see what gives. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We went back to a two-tide schedule. We have a low at 4:28 a.m. this morning at the Galveston Channel. It's a negative 0.5. And then we have a high at 1:09 p.m., a 1.0. 6:58 a.m. is sunrise, 6:09 p.m. is sunset, and our moon phase is half moon. We're at 51% on our moon phase. Looking at winds around the area, they're down this morning, northeast at 3 at Galveston, up around Clear Lake area, north at 1, Matagorda Way. It's calm down there. It looks like north at 3 at the harbor, so over at Sabine and Calcasieu area, looks like north at 7 and north at 5 at the Coast Guard station there at Sabine Pass. So wind not playing a factor this morning, which it never does with fog like this. So there you have it. Wind, weather, and tides. Another Sunday fixing to be in the archives. All right, let's go to the Tri-Bay area and let's get started up with old Hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what's up with him this morning. Glenn, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
Foggy. Foggy, you're right. Zero wind and foggy as a dickens down here.
Yeah, I got dense fog warnings from Matagorda, Houston, Galveston, so.
You can just tell it when you get up and you don't hear the waves crashing. You know what I mean? It's just a real flat, dead sound. But anyway, not much going on down here. And not much going on in the fishing either. So we tried to make it happen yesterday. Started off the day, went out to Sweeney to my buddy's where I deer hunt out there occasionally, and picked up a bunch of firewood. We planned on having a fire last night, but that didn't work out. I think everybody was too tired. Everybody'd rather get sleep. So anyway, now we went out and chopped some pecan wood, cut some wood, and brought a load of that back and just checked out everything. It's really dry out there compared to what, you know, with all the rain that we have, a half inch here and an inch there.
Yeah.
I would have thought there would have been big mud puddles out there, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. And we've seen some deer. We've seen probably 10 or 15 deer in different spots, you know, just they were out and about yesterday moving around. But just an absolutely gorgeous, he owns 500 acres out there in Sweeney, and it's an old dairy farm. And oh, man, it's absolutely just old river bottoms with palmettos everywhere, you know, and just a really, really deer country back there. But had a great day, great afternoon over there. Came back and fished with my next-door neighbors, Brandon and Angie, took them out with my wife and put some hop-o-matics on the boat. And, man, I thought we were going to whoop them, Captain Mickey. The water started clearing and conditions started settling. Except for the wind, we probably had, 15 mile an hour coming out of the due east. And, you know, due east is right down our pipe, right down the intercoastal canal, right down the highway, right down the beach, whatever you want to call it. East wind is kind of a messed up deal for us down here. But anyway, we ended up taking off the corks and going to the bottom. We got him just a smattering of whiting, croakers, sand trout. I think we had one 16-inch speck. Got him under a popping cork, but it was just slow. I don't know why. At first, earlier when we went out, I guess it was about 2 o'clock. The tide wasn't hardly moving at all. And then it started going, man, and it going and going and going. So, anyway, if you're coming down in the area, it's real, real foggy this morning. Give yourself some extra time for the construction and stuff that is going on down here. There's several places along Highway 332 up towards Angleton, Highway 288. The roads are under construction. The old Highway 288, where it comes in there, in Clute. Anyway, they got that all under construction, so I'm just saying, with it being foggy like it is right now, allow yourself some extra time. All the bait camps are holding bait, Captain Mickey. We got some beautiful shrimp yesterday, and even though to no avail, it didn't help us very much, but we did have a good time. Matter of fact, I still got them on oxygen. We're going to go out, and they got a few hours this morning they can kick around, so we're gonna just ease back out there this morning, throw some soft plastics, and see if we can do any better than we did yesterday.
we had
about 12 or 13 whiting, croakers, and sand trout. That is a pretty nice little bag of fish. I mean, they'll get a fish fry out of it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, anyway, you're going to pay $20 a quart for the shrimp. You're going to pay $5 a dozen for the mud minnows or the finger mullet. And like I said, I've seen flags flying everywhere, live bait flags. So if you're a bait fisherman, you won't have any problem down here. Carry a cast net with you like I do. And if you can pitch it, get you some finger mullet or whatever. It's a time of year, man. You can just pick your poison or pick your however you want to fish. You know, you want to go to the bottom and fish with bait, or either you want to throw some soft plastics, rig up with about an eighth or a quarter ounce screw-lock jig head or some kind of a jig head with a short shank on it. I like the shorter shank better than I do the longer shank. And anyway, I always use 8 ounce. I like throwing the 8 ounce. You just got a better feel to it for me. But hey man, like I said, construction in the area, fishing's good, foggy, be careful and all that stuff, man. We're gonna hang in today and just kind of I'm gonna see if we're gonna go out for a couple hours this morning, see if we can do anything, and we're gonna get back in here. They gotta go home early, so. And then tomorrow's a holiday for a lot of folks, so hopefully we can get out there. I got a trip this afternoon. A fellow coming in from Austin, and he's gonna make the drive this morning, and we'll probably get out there about 1 o'clock. So I'll have some kind of report for this afternoon. I haven't heard anything else, Captain Mickey, down here. No bull reds, no St. Louis Pass. You know what I mean? It's just a slow time of year. There was hardly any traffic down here yesterday. The only traffic I seen was big old buses and caravans going down the San Luis Pass. You know, they're moving in for the weekend since it's a 3-day weekend. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
What's tomorrow? President's Day?
Yes, sir.
Is that what the holiday is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got them an extra day off this week. And you can see it, boy. They came down in force.
Well, but, the banks will be
closed
tomorrow.
Man, let's see. I'm kind of slow this morning, Captain Mickey.
A little slow, huh?
A little
yeah,
slow,
you had a full,
buddy. A little
full
slow.
Day yesterday. You're going to have another full one today. You're going fishing twice.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Maybe it'll be a little better, too, man. I'm really bored when they ain't
maybe.
On bite. When they don't bite, hammer don't. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't hear from anybody yesterday. I don't ever hear from them unless they catch them.
I wish we did catch them every day, but no, the biggest thing we had was that 16-inch trout yesterday. We had probably 5 or 6 undersized reds. I couldn't even get them going, man. Usually we catch a heck out of baby redfish down here.
You know, James was telling me yesterday that, man, there's undersized reds all over the place where he's fishing in West Bay, you know, wade fishing. He said they're all over the place.
I think our population of redfish is doing just fine. I can't ever tell.
Well, that's good to
see
a spawn out of them, yeah, because I had up my way, I'm not seeing many of those little ones like that. Most of mine are oversized, you know, just almost oversized, high slots.
Well, it's what we would do. I got some mud minnow traps, and I like to put cracked crab, fresh cracked blue crab in there, and that's the best darn mud minnow bait in the world. I got this little ditch out behind the house and throw that mud minnow trap out there for a couple hours and get a few dozen mud minnows, you know, and go drag the bottom for some flounder. And that hasn't been working.
Yeah.
You know, normally, you know, a lot of little bitty 13.5-inch flounder, but nothing really to speak of. I had that 120-incher here not long ago, and that was a saddle blanket, buddy, compared to what I've seen lately. It is what it is, man. We get out there when we can, and everything's looking good down here. Pretty, it's going to shape up, Captain Mickey.
Well, good deal, Glenn. Well, take it easy today. Don't overdo it again. So somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up. How do they get a hold of you, Glenn?
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Hope y'all have a great, fun Sunday, buddy.
We're going to do it, brother. Thanks,
Thank
Glenn.
You, sir.
You be
yes,
safe
sir.
Out there in that fog,
okay,
man. All right. Okay, that's Captain Glenn Hammond, the old hammer over there in the Tri-Bay area. And you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. We're already to the, 16th of February already? over halfway through the month, short month. NASCAR today, Daytona 500, man, the big one, the granddaddy. And old Trump will be running his pace car today, the Beast, make a lap around the track. So that ought to be interesting. Ought to be a lot of fun. Going to be a lot of people watching. Amazing. NASCAR, a lot of fans out there. All right. Well, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City, and we're working on some phones here, see what we can get going on this Sunday morning. Foggy out there, so if you're leaving to go fishing this morning, you hadn't noticed the fog yet, look outside, and you may want to think twice about it or leave extra early, because pulling a boat in this is not any fun. I've done it a million times, and it'll make a raving maniac out of you, pulling a boat in the fog. All right, who did we get here? All right, let's go to Tony then. Tony Gonzalez, what's up?
How much, Kevin McGee, are you?
We couldn't reach you on the first call.
Oh, really? I'll
call him again, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got you now.
Like, who do we got? All right, I guess I'll talk to Tony.
Yeah, let's talk to old Tony the Tiger. What's going on, man?
Not much. All I hunted this week was for a car. So
hunting for a vehicle, huh?
Yeah, being Valentine's Day, you know, I'm pretty spoiled. At least lets me buy or get whatever I want. And it's her turn to make her happy on Valentine's Day. That was the second car we've ever bought for on Valentine's Day. So, but we found it, went to Houston, and found the car that she's exactly wanted. And it's nice. We're happy with the little car we'll get. Got a little Lincoln MKX.
Yeah, all these vehicles will get it nowadays. They're made out of plastic, and they're as powerful as ever.
Yeah, that one's all-wheel drive powerful. Yeah,
aluminum and plastic, man. You're getting a wreck. Good night, Irene.
And you're covered in airbags. You probably have more airbags than metal.
Air curtains and bags, and the bag doesn't kill you, the wreck will.
But
I've seen some people messed up pretty bad by airbags, man. Broken noses and dislocated necks and everything else, man. Those things hit hard.
Yeah. Yeah, they. Yeah, you don't want to get hit by one of those.
No, not me.
But I believe my boat's ready.
Well, that's good. That's encouraging.
Yeah, I got all that, you know, a couple soft spots in that little hole I had. I'm going to try to go down there and get her this week. I was going to try to go get you some kind of hunting report this week, but I got, you know, caught up in this on, like I said, on her car. But my old buddy Travis, he's running lions on a ranch, you know, doing some trapping and stuff. And he's been piling them up, coons, coyotes, and bobcats.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And I want to say his dad used to work with a government trapper. So, you know, I was like, yeah, I want to come learn. I was telling Bill, you know, I was going to hang out with him, learn, try to keep some off. The ranch on the backside is, we saw some lions over there and a couple of animals that guy had caught. So we're going to try to run some off the county road. And Dad's just like, yes, you know, try to give me some of those snares or which ones to buy. Well, I was talking with Travis. He was, you know, like, Travis, do you put all those scents and stuff like that on those snares? He's like, no, Tony, we just, you know, pay real attention, you know, to that fence.
Yeah, you see where they're coming through that fence line under that bottom strand of barbed wire, and you just hang it on the barbed wire.
That's it. That's it. He's like, well, you know, we don't get
it. I know a guy that used to do that on a ranch I duck hunted on and kept the predators cleaned off pretty good, the coyotes especially. And, boy, I mean, he'd snare two or three a night.
Oh, well, that first, I mean, I don't get my numbers wrong, but when I talked to him, because his dad went to help him. His dad normally does it, but he's got to take care of his mom right now. She's having some little issues, and I forgot. He said, oh, I have like 20 coons and like 16 coyotes and like six bobcats at that time. Like in the first 3 days, he's like, yep. Like,
man,
whoa.
That's getting them right there.
It sure is. And he, I mean, he skins them and stuff. I mean, he's got the permits for the pelts and stuff, but – Like, he's getting all of them. He's like, not the gray coons. He's like, it's the red ones or something bring money. The gray ones really don't. And that's neat. I'm looking forward to that. And we got a cold front coming in, so I think that'll be just about perfect. I went to had a dinner. I donated a trip to that pastor from that church in Sutherland Springs.
Yeah,
that shooting thing, and I mean,
yep.
I don't get in trouble with talking politics on one side or the other.
No, that you go on, buddy.
But he's running for state senate, and I'd taken his brother. They're both pastors, and his brother was supposed to have been there that day, and he told me, he's like, that pastor that was there that ended up getting killed on that whole deal. He's like, I was supposed to be there, and he's like, I'll do the day for you, and he's like, Tony, you know, it's just a horrible thing that happened, and you know, it's Frank Pomeroy, the one that's running for senate, and he lost his daughter in that.
That's so sad. That was a bad deal there, man.
And he is for gun rights, even though he went through that, lost, you know, people in his congregation, lost his daughter, and he's not anti-gun, you know. So,
we all know what a gun did in that one church when that was attempted. It shut it down immediately.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they had that one guy, that Williford, I believe his last name was Williford, I'll say Dave Williford maybe, and he was the one that, you know, come out and got that shooter. I mean, he come running down the street barefoot. And you see that guy, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he does all kinds of NRA seminars and speakings, and I mean, he, you know, they're active, you know, and it was a nice thing. Anything I could do to help, and I was honored that he even asked me, you know, that first time they called, how'd you hear me, you know? So I hope I helped out. You know, it raised a little bit of money, and there was a couple of trips, like three fishing trips, and one guy gave out a hunt. That was CG Outfitters, and that hunt went for a pretty good amount, you know, and it's just a nice thing. And then it happened over in Seguin, and that's where my father-in-law is, and he's right at 81, so that was nice to take him out there as a done in a cowboy setting, kind of. They have this agriculture center there in Seguin where it's kind of like a event center, mm-hmm. and they have a pecan museum. I guess, you know, Seguin's known for having the world's pecans. Largest pecan. Well, I guess they set a record or something, the Guinness Book of World Records of the biggest pecan ever. But that was a nice thing. And then, of course, Valentine's Day. So we had a good Valentine's Day. Other than that, I'm looking forward to getting my boat back. I'm kind of excited about that. Nice fresh floor. And I don't know, man. Maybe I'll roll down to the boat ramp here in the neighborhood, see how people are doing on white bass. I just
it's that time of year, man. White bass season, and everything's trying to kick off.
Oh, I was going to mention, I forgot about that. That was a big topic. Was did you hear about that boat wreck in Baffin?
I heard about something. I saw it on Facebook, but I looked, and our local news up here didn't pick it up.
I mean, I don't want to get, you know, the details wrong, but from what I've seen in the posts and stuff, it was one of the Carone brothers, Bart and Brett. Brett was with his buddy. I can't remember that guy's name. And those guys, they do well. I mean, I've competed against Bart in tournaments where he's won the IFA. From my understanding, they were up in the 80s, I guess, headed down towards Baffin. And the boat went, you know, the opposite direction, put out a wake. And from the details, it sounds like they hit that wake and that boat got airborne and flipped twice in the air before it hit the water. So that's a lot of people talking about. Do we need to really go this fast?
It was an airboat?
No, it wasn't an airboat. I don't know.
Oh, it got airborne, the boat they were in.
Yes.
So what, he hit another person's wake?
Mm-hmm. From what I've seen.
And he caught air and then flipped over?
Mm-hmm. I guess that nose came up from what it sounds like, and that it did two complete flips, and they hit. And, Brett, from my understanding, he's stable now and doing well. And his other buddy that, you know, he's doing better, but, you know, he still needs lots of prayers and hope for him. But
so they survived.
They survived.
Wow.
Wow.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think about, you know, Fernando Raimundo, and he talks about, you know, hey, when that boat gets above 70 miles an hour, y'all start bringing it down. You know, that he's been in accidents before, and you don't want to get in one that fast.
Well, Fernando knows. He used to race boats. Ray Stanley knows, too. You know, they've all been there, and that you're out of control when that happens. There's nothing you can do about it. Once it catches air, gets that pocket up under that boat and lifts it out of the water, you better look to the man upstairs real quick.
That's a little scary.
That's scary. Yeah. And I'm surprised. I really am that we hadn't had more incidents like that with all the boats we have these days that, you know, they're running 70, 80, and 90 miles an hour with some of these bay boats. It's just, when is enough enough?
Right. Yeah, that's what Mr. Stoner, when I bought that boat, like you said, he rated mine at 150. He told me I could put a 200 rating on there. But that was his thing. He's like, all y'all guys are doing is driving the price of the boats up, and you don't need to go that fast, you know. He tried to build an affordable boat, and that's why I liked it, you know. Built them one at a time for the working man, and a nice wide platform, and you know, he says, he's like, Tony, I like to build them that way. You can put 10 ice chests on there and go to your cabin in Baffin Bay, unload, plenty of room, efficient hull, and shallow water capability. And I guess depends on what you want, you know. You don't have to put 10 power poles on it and a 400 rating.
Things happen so quick on the water, man. You have no control, no brakes. Your steering is at minimum. And you know, if you're doing 50, that's like doing 100 on land. It's, I don't know, man. Safety first.
Right.
But I guess these guys that have these boats like that, they're used to running them like that, and they get secure with them. You know, that secure feeling where that, you know, that becomes normal feeling to them at that speed. And then
they're both.
Yeah,
they're
both. They're both experienced, you know. And
I
it
guess
just,
they are.
But we've all seen what boat wakes will do. I used to watch those guys run on the river down in San Jacinto River when they were running them jet drive boats and full blown 454s and all that. And a boat wake will just completely take you out. You're done. You're finished.
I'll try to keep it down.
Tony, let me go ahead and take my next break and I'll come right back at you, man. Hang with me a second.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, let's go back to, it's 4:33 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back to Tony Gonzalez and talk some more with him. All right, Tony, we're back, man.
Okay. Are you looking forward to your trip down south?
Yes, sir.
I'm
going home this morning and load the truck and head to Corpus.
Maybe I should call Mr. Stoner and be like, hey, get it ready. I'm going to go try to keep up with these guys and pot lick them all day.
Pot lick us? Come on, pot licker, let's go.
So, Mick, if I can give you any advice, you better stay in his hip pocket when he's going, because the first time I met, you know, little Travis and started fishing with him, I feel like I'm a little stronger than most of my buddies. I'll fish cleanup behind them, you know, let them try to get crack at those fish first. And
uh-huh.
That first time I fished with that kiddo, they put it to me. And, oh, my, these kids are – I mean, that was the first time I ever really had someone make me feel kind of ordinary, you know. And don't walk too far behind him and fish clean up because he might break your heart. I would stay real close to old Cliff.
I'm going to go the opposite direction.
Are you?
Hell, yeah. You got to find them, man. Spread everybody out. I hate waiting, you know, with everybody all piled up against each other. It's not bad if you're lined up and throwing out deep. But when you're sweeping a flat, you know, and, you know, I like everybody to get all spread out, man, and keep your mud trail to a minimum and, you know, do it stealthy and stuff. And instead of just, you know, bull rushing a flat and just everybody stampeding down it and stomping everything off of it. And a lot of people do that. Power wading is what I call it. They're Easter egg hunting, but they're stepping on more eggs than they're catching.
Right.
And
pushing them away from.
That's why you wait fish is to be real tender and stealthy in there to, you know, keep them drifting a boat over it and shutting them fish off and pushing them out and all that. And now we'll just see how it depends on where you're waiting, too, whether you're on a flat or you're fishing structure or drop offs or, you know, ditch drains, bayou mouths, that kind of thing, you know, where you can. Then you can kind of get everybody together and stand on them and lean on them pretty good.
Well, I had, you know, they had fish with him. He, you know, that was when Bob gave me some of those lilies, and I was trying them out. And, you know, that first day, I fished the bayou with them that first time. And it was just a bunch of dink trout at that time. And, I did well. You know, I probably caught 50 with that lily, so I was, in my mind, like, I got him. I got a new lure. I'm fishing it well. Well, then we went to the surf that day, and the lily wasn't so good in the surf that morning because you know I was sticking tough with it, and that's where they were throwing a gulp on a 3/8 ounce jig, and I'm no surf pro myself. And after they started catching them fish, all right, give me one. What do you got? And that's Travis like you. Here, put on a 3/8. What size jig head do you have, Charlie? I don't have any 3/8. He's like, yeah, you need that heavier jig head because it just keeps getting pushed around in that surf. It just keeps. Here you go. Here's one. First cast, you can feel it hit that, you know, that sugar sand bottom, and poof, there it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, we come across the bay that day, and a couple other little buddies that were coming across, and I remember that one guy was looking at me. I'd never met his little buddies, and man, y'all look mad. I was like, I am mad. I never got handed it to me that way before. He's like, yeah, man, there's fish in the surf. And I mean, like that kid, he already knew the thing. He's like, I don't have any 3/8 jig heads. And no way, I ain't going in there behind y'all. And, like, yeah, I did know the plan at that time. But it was fun. Hopefully you'll stick your nice one this week.
We'll see. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna go fish some different water. I hadn't been down there in years, and I enjoy fishing that area down there.
How many days are you going to get?
Two. We're going to fish Monday and Tuesday, yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the weather's going to be right. Hopefully it doesn't change.
If you stick a nice one, put a picture up. I know you don't like posting stuff, but we sure would like to see a good one if you get one.
All right, maybe so, or I'll post me a string or a pencils. No, I'm not going to kill anything. dead deck shots.
I'm sure you'll probably hear some chatter over there at Snoopy's or wherever you're, Market 37, wherever you're launching about that accident that happened. So
probably will. You know, I saw some stuff about it on Facebook, but it didn't elaborate. They were just talking about it, and looks like Monday, areas of fog in the morning. I knew that fog was going to set in down there. This is for Corpus. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15. And then Tuesday, another chance of fog. And highs in the mid 70s, southeast winds 10 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. That's relatively calm for down there, though.
Did you pack you one of your Bagleys? that you were so lucky on that on your first encounter?
Oh, when I caught that big one down there at Bagley. I don't even have any of them anymore, those balsa wood topwaters. I don't know what. I think I broke them all off back in the day, back when we had millions of big fish. You were breaking baits off like that. I just tied it on because, you know, we were getting these fish to come up on our other topwaters, and we couldn't get them to eat tails or anything. They were just laying in there, and we couldn't get them to go. And I put that little old finger mullet on that Bagley, and it didn't have a rattle in it. It was quiet, and I just started crawling it real slow. I'd walk it and then stop it and start it, let it sit. And when I would start it back up, those fish would just pile on it. And that's when I smoked that big one. I couldn't believe how long that fish was. It had a huge mouth and a huge tail, and he only weighed 7'12". It was a snake, man. It was like an anaconda.
It's kind of weird. It's not like it's a bass that spawned out and gets skinny. It was just...
Well, it was. That was in August. You know, we were pre-fishing for a tournament we had down there, a late season tournament, and I sure would have liked to have had to fish in that tournament.
I bet.
You know, one like that. We had some fives and sixes. We could never bust seven in it. But we did all right. We finished third. We were just a second loser in line.
So sometimes you're first, sometimes you're last. Yeah.
But we had to finish in the top five in that tournament. That was the last one of the year to win the championship. So mission accomplished.
That's awesome.
But the two teams that beat us, they were waiting with live croakers, you know, so it's hard to compete with.
Yeah, they allowed that back then in that tournament, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That series we were in, they let people, you know, use bait.
Well, that's a little different. Yeah, that should definitely be different categories, of course. That's cool, you know. Got a couple of turkey hunts booked. We got like four turkey hunts for the upcoming season. But you know, if anybody's interested in a turkey hunt, we got the birds, and we'll have a little deal going on. And you know, you're doing Mr. Bill a favor because he's always, please go knock down some turkeys. And poor deer don't even get a kernel when they come through. So.
They come in there, man, when there's a bunch of them, they look like the Green Bay Packers going on in there. That's Rio Grande turkeys.
That's it. That's something I need to try. I'd like to see one of them, you know, travel, maybe shoot some different species, you know. I'd love to see a Merriam's turkey with those white feathers they have. And then I've seen a picture of the Osceola, a true Osceola, that have real pretty blues in their feathers.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the CG Outfitters. I guess that was the people who had donated that hunt, Axis Trophy hunt with a doe. And I was looking at his page because they shared it last night. They have Gould's turkeys over there. I guess that's out of Sonora, Mexico.
Yeah.
So the a little different. I know you're not crazy about turkeys, but I'm
fine with them. I've hunted them before, you know, it's exciting, but I'm not into it like I am watching deer and catching speckled trout. Every person has their passion. Some guys are into that turkey hunting big time, and they're very good at it too.
Well, we get them. You know, there was one, I got one funny hunt where, you know, first time me and Mike hunted that place, because he had to ask me, yeah, turkeys, they got a bunch of them. I was like, at one time Bill had donated, I don't know, 100 to King Ranch, because there were so many. And they came out and put a net over and dropped them.
Yeah.
And, when we went out there that one time, you know, you could hear them gobbling right there at the barn. So it's like, well, let me give a call. He did a shot call, an owl call. They went off. Man, they're all around us.
So that'll get them stirred up, man.
We got them that first hunt in 7 minutes. And Mike shoots a single shot 10-gauge. And we could hear him behind the barn. So we just took her off behind the barn. It's a road that goes towards the other pasture gate. And they were running that right at us, and we just got down a ditch on the side of the road. And I remember they got 15 yards, and Mike, like, talking out of the corner of his mouth, is like, are you going to shoot him or not? You know, I shot, he shot, because I like to get him right in your face, you know. And
yeah, that way you can shoot the head off.
Well, he stood up, and he tossed that shotgun over his shoulder on the ground, and like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's just a junk shotgun. 7 minutes, bud. Give me a hug. He was so excited.
Yeah.
And cool. Ever since then, that's our passion. We love it. So.
All right, Tony. I'm fixing to head to Freeport and talk to my old buddy Jeff over there. So if somebody wants to call you about doing some hunting or fishing, how do they get a hold of you, man?
You can reach me at 210-846-5083. Or you can go online to CaptainTGIF.com, abbreviate Captain.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
All right, Tony. Hey, we'll see you, bud. Good talking to you.
Hey, break a leg.
Gonna do it. Later, man. All right, it's Captain Tony Gonzalez. Now let's go talk with old Captain Jeff Naylor. Old Nailum Naylor this morning, see what's up with him. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Oh, man, pretty good. How about yourself, Dick?
Oh, just dry docked this morning. Fixing to get wet tomorrow, though. I'm good.
Come on. I understand that. Yeah, it's, you know, we got a some folks are going out today and early tomorrow. It seemed like a little small window. You know, we've been, like I was telling you before, we're stuck at the dock. We switched motors 3 Hondas on and finally got our final inspection on Thursday and been up here in San Antonio ever since at our daughter's 4-H shoot at the San Antonio Rodeo. So we're going to miss this one for this week anyways, but
yeah, it's a little window, you know, but it's foggy down here this morning, man. We're fogged in big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's seems that way all the way around. Even up here in San Antonio, it's foggy everywhere. But looking at the altimetry readings and stuff right before I called you, right before you called, it's actually looking really well. The gardens are looking fairly well. It's right at about a negative one to a zero, which is pretty much prime water. And, you know, you're right on the edge of a good vortex, so – I mean, anybody wanting to take off today or tomorrow, you know, might head out there to the garden to give it a shot. I'm sure it's probably going to be lit up with some wahoo and all kinds of stuff. So check that out when you get a chance. And like I said, we've been up here this 4-H in San Antonio at the San Antonio Rodeo doing a shootout. And, man, I tell you what, every time I come up here, it's almost inspiring. See all these young kids, almost 1,000 kids competing for $400,000 in prizes in about 4 days.
Really?
Absolutely incredible.
What's your daughter doing up there?
She shoots in 4-H, in her 4-H group. She's actually going to be aged out this year. She'll graduate high school, so
yeah,
4-H clubs go up to 18. But she shot this week in international trap, American trap, and a couple other things. Sporting clay, that's right.
Yeah.
We had 3 events
this
week.
Maybe we'll see her in the Olympics one day. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing. You know, it's such a tragedy that I got her in so late. You know, this is our 4th year doing it, and I tell you what, you know, of course we did softball and soccer and volleyball and all that kind of stuff, and just really didn't, you know, play out very well for her. And I finally got her into our local 4-H, our on target 4-H here in Missouri County, and man, it's just been amazing. I don't think there's any other sport as far as the kids go that, you know, the whole family can get involved. You know, the parents can shoot too, grandma, grandpa, everybody can go out and mm-hmm. participate in some way, you know, and it just brings all the family together and you know, kids love it and, you know, great skills. Nowadays, you know, teaching the kid respect for guns and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's now better than ever, you know. It's just a wonderful organization and a lot of fun for us. But we had a couple kids in our group. We had one Cole McCall shoot off last night for about a $12,000 Zoli shotgun and made it to the top three. And at the one shot, you're out deal. And, boy, he made it all. He's actually one of the younger kids in our group, too. So he made it to the top three and right at the end popped out. So it was rough. It was rough for us last night. We did go home with a couple medals, though, as our group together. But otherwise, just a real, real fun time up there in San Antonio.
Awesome.
But so you going fishing tomorrow? Where are you thinking about heading to?
Oh, I'm going with a bunch of buds down to Baffin Bay. We're going to go down and fish with Cliff Webb.
Oh, nice. Yeah, weather's not too, aside from the fog. I don't think you're going to get poured on down there, are you?
No, weather's going to be good. We might have a little fog in the morning. Patchy is what they're saying. Well, I hope that's what it is. I hope it's not socked in like it is around here.
Right. Seems like you got a good moon. Probably not a huge current.
Yeah, we're,
you know?
We're on the back side of the full. We're at 50% right now, so that's not ideal, but it's doable.
Sure, sure.
We're going
absolutely
fishing. We're going to be chunking, man. Looking for a big one. Looking
that's
for
right.
A big bite.
Yeah, we got, like I said before, you know, our motors are back on.
Yeah, you switched over. More. You got all new Hondas, huh?
I did. You know,
you're gonna love them, man. What? You're just gonna love them.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, Fernando talked me into it. Sharky's, you know, I've run on a few of his boats and that kind of thing. And you know, it's a little bit of a risk, I guess. And but I'm excited. They look great. Let me tell you what, they just dazzle the boat. I mean, unreal.
What did you get, the silver or white ones?
Oh, I got the white, of course.
White
I got
ones?
A white. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they are beautiful, I tell you. And in the lower units, I mean, you just look around the marina there. I mean, the lower units got to be a third bigger than any other lower unit on the market right now. I mean, they're just ginormous.
Yeah, that's why they never have gear case trouble, you know. And, man, you're going to love it. Smooth, quiet, efficient. I mean, they perform really good. I'm impressed. I'm glad I made the switch, 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I've been a Honda man ever since and always will. You know, I've never had a Honda product that wasn't any good from my childhood to now. Everything I've had, you know, generators and motorcycles and four-wheelers and three-wheelers, I mean, everything they make is very first class and dependable.
Oh, yeah, that's you know, and everybody I talk to and – that's the first thing we all say is, you know, show me a bad Honda product, you know, just point one out, you know, and that's great. And, you know, it added a little bit of weight to the boat, you know, but otherwise.
Well, that's that big gear case, and, you know, it's a full-fledged, it's a bull engine, man. It's made right. There's nothing cheap about it. You're going to get a little extra weight.
Yeah, it wasn't even enough to be too concerned with, you know what I mean?
No.
But I went with the ISTs. What are you running right now?
The VTEC, the 250 VTEC.
Okay, the mechanical or the digital?
Yeah, mechanical.
Digital control. Again,
yeah,
I'm
the mechanical binnacle.
Gotcha.
I run an old gar rig, man. I'm a bay rat. I'm not a high-tech redneck like you offshore guys, man.
Oh, man, come on now. You know, it makes a big difference, you know, on those big boats. You know,
oh, it does.
And all the, you know, the technology and stuff, it really, it helps out a lot. You know, it's always been a fear, though, throughout for a long time is that, you know, a lot of the digital controls, once they go out, a lot of times you get stuck. You know, there's no way to mechanically pop the hood and try to, you know, put it in gear or even get more throttle or anything like that. And Honda actually has a servo or an actuator on the side. So if something does happen, you can pull the actuator off.
You can
off
manually
and
operate it and get in, yeah.
Right.
That's a cool,
so that was a huge
that's a cool feature. I saw that at the boat show. They were talking about that. Well, Jeff, yeah. I'm out of time. I got to run. I'm on the top here and got a break. So if somebody wants to get with you and hook up and go offshore with you this year, how do they get a hold of you, Jeff?
They can call me anytime at 979-417-1013. Go to our website at STSL Adventure. That's short for South Texas Salt Life Adventures. And I really appreciate it again this morning, Mick. Look forward
okay,
to next
Jeff.
Week.
Well, good luck to your daughter up there. Y'all have a good time, man.
Do the same, brother.
All right. See you. Thank you, Jeff. See you, buddy. All right. All right. That's Captain Jeff Naylor down in Freeport up in San Antonio with his daughter this morning. We're going to take a quick break here at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.